For businesses around the world, today isn't a restart, it's a rethink. That's why they're partnering with IBM. Retailers are keeping their systems up as millions of orders move online. Call centers are using IBM Watson to manage customer questions with AI. And solutions built on the IBM cloud are helping patients receive trusted information. Today, we're rethinking how business moves forwards. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's Monday the 13th, and apparently we're in for heat. Which is great, actually, because yesterday Lynn and I were pottering about on the patio and we cleared bits off and repotted things and put plants in pots and filled up. And I ordered some new cushions for the patio. I said, I've ordered the cushions for the patio, for the furniture. She said, oh, lovely. What colour? Green. I went, no, yellow. And she went, yellow? And I went, of course. You know, you've always got to have a focal point on a patio. And the focal point is the patio table and chairs. I'm going to go and get a yellow umbrella as well, I've decided. I'm going with the theme of yellow, yellow being sunshine. And then we just get rid of the other umbrella. We always sort of lose these things. But, I mean, quite nice. Quite nice. So we repotted things. And we're going to make sure we don't get cushions nicked like last time. So we've cleared out a bit. We've got a big sort of case thing. And I've got a vacuum cleaner in there for vacuuming the patio. Because that's quite normal. Excuse me, nowadays. Most people sweep. I don't do sweeping. And so I bought a vacuum cleaner that goes on there. And you can vacuum the patio. Which is quite nice, actually. I mean, it sort of saves time, doesn't it, really? Anyway, over in Los Angeles, yes, poor old... Where they get these things from, I've got no idea. But Prince Harry feels lost in America, the way that Meghan Markle did in the UK. Well, he doesn't know anybody in America. He's stuck with her and the bodyguards. And she's sort of... I don't know what they do at the moment. So a royal author... said he's struggling to find his role. He doesn't have a role in America. He's a member of the British royal family, or he was. So he doesn't have a role over there. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a skill. I mean, he can't go and join the American forces, you know, which would be quite a nice thing. And experts told Meghan is Dynamo, who can sweep up Harry in her positive energy. What a load of crap they give these people, isn't it? You've got positive energy, dear. Oh, so I have. I can't believe it. Oh, I'll sweep Harry up in it. Unfortunately, Harry is like a fish out of water. He's completely lost. Here we go. This is Maya Jama again. I mean, how many more blooming times you want to get your tits out, dear? I mean, I don't want to be rude about it, but dear God in heaven. Listen, nobody ever says, oh, Maya Jama, good presenter. What they go is, oh, she's got her tits out again. And we have to go, yes, because that's the only thing she's got. So she wears low-cut tops, and it's great. Her only claim to fame is, of course, she went out with Stormzy. He obviously bought into it. Fern Britton, lovely Fern, has revealed the real reason she quit this morning and says something happened the day she finally resigned. It's funny, isn't it? People get to that stage, you know, and I can only liken it to Cilla Black, who'd had enough, and so she quit on live television. She actually got to the end of the programme and she said, you know, this is going to be the last show and all the rest. Nobody knew. There were only two people that knew. I think one was her son and one wasn't. And we were going out for dinner that evening, Dale, me, Cilla, and a few other people at Caprice. And Dale Fermi went, she's just quit on live television. And I went, yeah. She was obviously waiting for that moment. She'd had enough. She needed Bobby. Bobby had sadly died. And she just decided she didn't... I mean, she didn't need to do it financially. That was the thing. And so it was what Blind Date Live was on this particular one. It was on this one. That was the trouble with it. It was if it had been a pre-recorded show, it wouldn't have worked because they wouldn't have transmitted it. But they did it live. They did it live, and that's why... In fact, if you watch... What's that film? Tootsie, with Dustin Hoffman, where he dresses up as a woman and appears on her show, and then he needs to get out of it, and his agent says, listen, they're buying the fact you're a woman. They don't know you're a man dressed as a woman. And so he says, listen, George, get me out of it. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to keep having to shave my legs and my moustache every single day to put on makeup and all the rest of it. And so they then come back, and it gave him the opportunity, because they said, listen, our very kind video editor has erased the tape. We're going to have to do it live. And we're going to pick up at the end of the thing. It'll come back from the adverts. And that was when Dustin Hoffman did his thing, where they're all sitting there in the control room. And he goes, and there's something I want to tell you. And they all went, oh, God, not on live television. And he quit on live television. He took off his thing, you know, and he took off his eyelashes and all the rest of it. And Cilla did the same. She didn't take off the hair because it was hers. But she decided to quit on live television because it had more of an impact. And that was the main topic of conversation around the dinner table. But I thought Fern was great. I thought she was a very natural presenter, always. She said she hadn't actually planned to resign, but had begun not to enjoy her time on the daytime show. In fact, they both giggled their way through it. Little do we realise that sort of pip giggling now means something completely different, as we've discovered. Jenna Coleman and Tom Hughes have split after 4 years. They're attempting to salvage a relationship. The trouble is that you have to accept the fact they're no different, these people. It's just that they have to live their lives in the full glare of publicity. So in other words, everything she does, somebody's there with a camera. Click, click, you know, constantly getting things like that. And they obviously ran their course and that was the end of it. It doesn't make any difference. It's their business. It's got nothing to do with us. I couldn't care less, actually. Scarlett Moffat reveals she'd love to get married to her beau. This is the current squeeze, Scott Dobinson. Apparently he's a copper. And she's admitted she's learnt to embrace her cellulite and stretch marks. Oh, that's nice and attractive, isn't it? Just the kind of thing you want to hear on a Monday morning. Millie McIntosh, multitasking. And as she breast pumps while holding a glass of wine and baby daughter, Sienna. I never talked to Millie McIntosh. I always thought she was a bit naff, actually. Lewis Capaldi orders a pizza delivery to Darlington train station after discovering last minute that the onboard buffet service was out of action. So he orders a Domino's pizza, I think, and the bloke turns up at the station and gives him the pizza. He's on a train. I mean, you know, that's brilliant, isn't it? Because in London you can't do that because you can't get onto the platform without a ticket. You can't leap the barriers. David Beckham finally congratulates son Brooklyn, new fiancé Nicola Peltz. Of course, the interesting thing is the couple, Beckhams, because they'll be flogging the pictures of it, because the Beckhams flog every aspect of their lives. What's embarrassing is that the Beckham family are quite small compared to the Peltz family, who the father is a multi-billionaire. They've got 10 children and they don't actively seek publicity. Boy, are they in for a shock when they discover that the Beckhams, every time Dave breaks wind, they take a photograph and then sell it to the local papers. They reckon to splash £4 million on two weddings. Well, you know how tight the Beckhams are, unless it's something for themselves. So they'll be selling the pictures to somewhere else. Poor old Peltz family. I do feel sorry for them. You have no idea how actively, and also, not one of them. He's still trading on the fact that he's an ex-footballer and she's got a shop that's not turning over any money. I mean, where do they go from here? And the Pelt, I think they think, oh, we can go round the Peltz's place because he has his own private helicopter. The Beckhams, of course, don't have a private helicopter because they can't afford to run it. And as they're tight as anything, they squeak when they walk. Whereas the Peltz family are very close. And they say they must be going, oh, gosh, she's not really going to marry him. Is she going to marry him? Can we get out of this thing? Can we get a prenup? And the answer is possibly. But Victoria Beckham, who's always got that vacant look on her face. Everybody else managed to look at the camera. Victoria's obviously learned, if you look sideways, that makes you look interesting. Sadly, it doesn't tell self-rocks, you know, which we wish it did. But there you go. Also, I'm a Celebrity Bosses lineup, Jessie J and football legend Paul Merson. The show is desperate to land top talent. I'll read that again for you. They've lined up Jessie J and football legend Paul Merson because they're desperate to sign up top talent. Like it again? I mean, that's how desperately sad it is. Paul Merson. But apparently Paul has seen what it's done for Harry Redknapp. Yeah, that was Harry Redknapp, dear, not Paul Merson. OK, just I'm telling you that now, because obviously these people are not the brightest, are they? Coronation Street, Sam Aston's pregnant wife, Bryony, shows off her growing baby bump as they wander out in the countryside with their dogs and a photographer, you know, so we can get a nice, oh, casual picture. Oh, here we are. I mean, you'd be going, excuse me, mate, why don't you just do one? What are you doing with us? Oh, he's going to put our pictures in the paper, because that's how it works. Somebody takes your picture if you're famous, like a photographer has been put there by your agent, and they sell the pictures of the paper and the papers pay. And they split the money. That's how it works. You split the money. Westlife's Mark Feely, set to star in Strictly's first same-sex couple, amid fears the Christmas special has been axed. I mean, because it's so difficult to find gays nowadays to dance together, isn't it? I mean, you really can't find them. The BBC is just bereft of gay people. And so they've got somebody from Westlife and they've got somebody called Johannes, whoever he is. And he's obviously gay, and he's going to be dancing with. Isn't that patronising? So, and in the same way that this morning were telling us they're desperately short of black presenters, of ethnic minorities. So when Pip and Holly go away on holiday, which they've done now, and you're stuck with Eamon and Ruth, whether you like it or not, which is great. That's fine. We don't have a problem with that. And they brought in some ethnic presenters. Aura Duba, who's been on the programme before, Rochelle Humes, who's been on the programme before, Alison. That's the only three black people they could find to co-present this programme in the entire country. Well, do me a favour. Do me a favour. And also, guess who else is going to be a guest presenter? Not that he's ethnic. It's Dermot O'Dreary. I mean, he's about as wooden as they come. That's why he's not been offered this before now. There's a reason. The reason is he's bland. He's very bland. He'll be doing the fake. Ha ha ha. Who he's going to be doing it with? God alone knows. Hello. Yes, more of that. Oh, it's more later, is it? Oh, Lord. More of that later, which has got to be a bad sign. Hello, Word. Gogglebox's Sean Malone, whoever he is, shares adorable first photograph of baby Louis as he introduces his newborn son to fans. What world are these people living in? So, oh, look, wife's had baby, and here we are. Look, we're gonna show... not wife. Oh, they're not married. Oh, they're not married. Oh, Lord above, even worse. So the child is... well, of course, you work it out. And then they go, and we're showing it to the fans. Did you read it? Who was it the other day? There was a piece I read in the paper. This one, I can't remember what it is. It's a celebrity who's actually... oh, that's right. It's, one of the Wright sisters, of which there appear to be loads of them. It's like a small football team. No, not Jessica. Kate Wright, who's married to that footballer. Kate Wright's married to... what's her name? Anyway, because she's having baby... apparently programmes are falling over themselves to get her to tell us who's she married to. I can't remember who it is. Rio Ferdinand. And of course, I mean, she used to be on TOWIE, but she was totally useless. In fact, she was about as exciting as watching a tree growing in Epping Forest and then being felled. So she's milked it ever since then. It's ghastly. But apparently programmes want to know, you know, all about how the baby came about. Well, I'm assuming they went to bed, took the clothes off and had sex. I don't know how long this programme's going to be, but any longer than 30 seconds, you're pushing it. Piers Morgan brands himself a washed-up, knackered, pathetic excuse for a celebrity. Yeah, but he's still Piers Morgan, and we love him. He's good. The trouble is that the only people who don't like him are people who can't bear success. People who are jealous. They're so eaten up with jealousy. They would write it, "Dear Piers Morgan..." Like the people who complained the other day to Ofcom that he had a drink at 7:15 in the morning. Mind your own busybodies, curtain twitchers. Oh, I've got to write in and complain very bitterly about that. Had that before, haven't we? Love Island's Molly Mae Watsit. God, blimey, I tell you, they have to do you up, don't they? And Tommy Fury kept it casual. Yeah, that's what they wear all the time. They both wear tracksuit. What sort of paper places let you in wearing a tracksuit? I've got no idea. And they grabbed a late breakfast in Cheshire. Don't you have a fridge, loves? Don't you have a fridge? Bit of a shame, isn't it, really? So off they go, doing the fake holding hands. I mean, if you believe any of this garbage that comes out, well, good luck to you. Emily Atack flaunts her recent one stone weight loss. Doesn't look any different at all to me. But she's revealed, as she has on so many occasions, that she's had to reinvent herself to get rid of the girl next door stereotype. Darling, there was no girl next door stereotype. I hate to break it to you. Average actress, they used to say. Very, very average actress. And unfortunately, you were the one who told us ages ago you wish that people would stop just seeing you as a pair of bosoms on a broomstick. But that's the only thing you ever talk about. You know, if you manage to sort of break away from that, maybe you might get some decent jobs. I don't know. But for the rest of the country, it's a bit like pretending Caprice has got a career going. EastEnders Jake Wood reveals Pam St. Clement berated co-star Scott Maslin for accidentally confusing her with her Albert Square character, Pat Butcher. Because people get confused. She's Pam St. Clement, but the character was Pat. OK, and people get a little bit confused about that. I myself got confused when I interviewed her at the Hampton Court Flower Show. And she said, actually, it's Pam. And I went, I know. I've completely screwed up. Here we go. Brooklyn Beckham's new fiancé, Nicola Pelt, shares a close-up glimpse of her dazzling £200,000 diamond ring. Where'd you get that from, love? He hasn't got any money. He hasn't made any money, has he? After announcing their engagement. They think it's probably about 4.5 to 5 carats. Well, who bought that? Brooklyn Beckham can't buy a cup of coffee. There's no chance. Photo book. What's photo book? Oh, that didn't sell? Have you seen the photos? Hopelessly useless. I mean, it was almost a joke. It's almost like his mother going, "I design clothes." You know, we're not buying into that one either. Simon Cowell planning to buy a £10 million house in Barbados. Well, I know exactly where he's going to be buying it. He's enjoyed countless luxury holidays because he goes there to this fabulous hotel. But they also have houses on site. And you get all the facilities of the hotel. So, in fact, I mean, I don't know how much it costs to stay there because I'm not rich enough to go there. But I know the family. I know the family. And I know that they've got houses on the estate that the hotel is on. And you get all the facilities, I think. So £10 million. I think they got up to about £16 million. But for holiday, he only uses it a few times a year. Christmas is when they all go. I think you'll find Jonathan Shallett goes there, super top agent, and all these other people. And they all love it because they've been going there for such a long time. And also, it generally keeps the riffraff out. Generally, you get a few second-hand car traders in there. But, I mean, generally speaking, keep the riffraff out. Jack Maynard is dating Pippa Middleton's millionaire heiress niece, Lily Mackey. Wait a minute, what do I know about Jack Maynard? Oh, dear, didn't he appear on the internet? I think. I'm pretty certain, actually. But he met his new love interest through somebody from Chelsea called Miles Nazaire. Unfortunately, we have no idea who Miles Nazaire is, but he's called Miles because he always looks so far away. Ulrika Johnson delighting fans with an honest post-shower. Didn't delight fans at all. People were throwing up everywhere. Did you see the picture? I mean, oh my goodness me. I mean, and they go, she said she didn't wash her hair for 8 days. Disgusting. Disgusting. And then she sort of scraped her hair back. How old is she? She's only 52. She shouldn't look this bad at 52. I mean, really? Kelvin Fletcher. Oh, no, what are they bringing back? They're bringing back a coronation. They're bringing back Bruno in Coronation Street. Remember Bruno? He was the gay one. But unfortunately, Todd. But unfortunately, because of his dealings with the police and things like that, they're bringing back somebody else as the character. So he... Different actor, yeah. They've done it before, actually. There was an actor in Emmerdale years and years ago, and they wanted to make the character gay, and he thought there was a stigma attached to it, so he quit. They just put another actor in the place. I mean, nobody gives a stuff nowadays. I think people are intelligent enough to realise that just because you're playing a gay character, unless you're really thick, doesn't mean you're gay. You know, unless, of course, you're in Coronation Street and you're Anthony Cotton, in which case he is gay, and he is in Coronation Street playing gay. Kelvin Fletcher cutting a casual figure as he heads to the pub with his family following the easing of lockdown. That's his family, is it? I wonder what they do for a living. Obviously eat a lot at the Kentucky Fried Chicken and not at the salad bar. So that's quite nice, isn't it? Mylene Klass, strolling to work at Global. She has her own photographer here. You know that, don't you? She has her own photographer. Well, she has her own photographer. He's a lovely guy, actually. He stands outside and he takes pictures of her walking into the building. And so it's all posed. So she goes, ah, la, la. Oh, a photographer. And then she goes in, then she comes back out again to check the pictures to see which one she likes the look of. And she doesn't like any of them. She goes back out and does it all over again. Nobody's ever stopped me. I never get that kind of thing. And little Molly King. Good God, I didn't know she was still going. Showing off her chic style in a beige trench coat. She's a former Saturday star. Oh, God, it was years ago, darling. That finished. That's never going to return. Thank you. She has to do a double-headed show on the radio. She can't manage it by herself. And she's 33. The singer. Wait a minute. Didn't she do something in a studio a short while ago and it died without trace? Like solo record. They go, oh, I think I'll go in the studio. Don't bother, dear. You were only OK because you were in a group. If you'd been solo, your career would have fizzled out ages ago. It's like that woman who was married to the footballer who keeps posing in her underwear. It's Louise Redknapp. I mean, that's a career that's dead in the water, isn't it? I mean, you might as well give up now. Romeo Beckham. Oh, he's not started on the dating game, has he? Oh, my God. Anyway, he's professed his love for his girlfriend. She's called Mia Regan. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I better tell you that the girl that Brooklyn, you know, real OK girl, is going to marry, her family are huge supporters of Donald Trump. Wonder if that'll change anything. Beckham's wouldn't understand that at all. He's a supporter of Donald Trump. Oh, that good? That good, isn't it? Says Dave. But here we go. This is little Romeo Beckham. He has his hair sort of tied up in a knot on his head now. They're not normal, are they? And he's congratulated his brother Brooklyn on his engagement. And so he's got a girlfriend. And so a lavish £4 million wedding next year for Brooklyn. Of course that'll be nice. I bet you anything, it's contrived all the way through. The Beckhams are so mean, so mean. They'll have to sell it. Imagine taking that hit. Because at the moment, the problem is that they're having to prop her business up because of the losses. So they've just had another cash injection from outside people of £6.5 million. Unfortunately, that is not going to sell Victoria Beckham's clothes. The reason is they're too expensive. She has nothing in common with her. She's so sort of, you know, removed from people. She didn't used to be. She used to be absolutely fine. Now she's removed from them. You don't feel you can go up to her and go, why are your clothes so crap? You know, why are you selling this garbage? Because it's not selling. This, you know, shop has never made a profit. What they need to do, close it down and open up something akin to Primark. Because that's very good. And Primark is so good now, they've even turned down the government's offer of money to keep them going. 30 million. 30 million. Whereas Victoria Beckham grabbed it with both hands, if you remember, until somebody went, what, you've got all this money and you're getting people furloughed? You tight-fisted old so-and-so. And finally, Greg Wallace. He's put up a picture of himself with hair and no glasses. Now he's just got one of the most fake smiles you'll ever see. It's a bit creepy, actually. If everybody's saying, hello. Yes, Clary. It's not nice, actually. Not nice. Anyway, listen, it's Monday. It's going to be hot this week. You better brace yourselves. I think on Thursday it could hit 30 degrees, which sounds to me like absolutely ghastly. I really don't want it. And yesterday we were sitting on the patio, we were resting, having done all these sort of the bits and pieces. And what did we get invaded by? Flying ants everywhere yesterday. Something must have happened where the two weathers collide and out they come, and they're all looking to make nests and everything else. We had hundreds of the blooming things. They were everywhere. Unfortunately, I have to be honest, I killed a few. I trod on them inadvertently, but there you go. I mean, they're quite big now. Quite big. I mean, I said to Lynn, I said, six of those could carry you off. We'd have to sort of contact the local fire brigade to try and get you back again. She thought that was funny. Anyway, have a lovely day, and I hope that you'll join us tomorrow morning for more Steve Allen's Early Breakfast. It wouldn't be the same without you, seriously. And we start at 4. If you can't make it, send in a letter of apology and a cheque for £5, and we can then put that to good use. No, you can keep the money, but just make sure you turn up, actually, being as we are the most popular programme in our time slot, bar none. You won't find anybody got a spike like the Steve Allen spike. And the biggest audience. Thank you very much indeed. Talk to you tomorrow. Till then, as we say every day, and I mean it, stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
Landlords. Sometimes things in your tenants' homes just go wrong. The heating stops working, the toilet stops flushing. Even with the best maintenance, emergencies pop up seemingly out of nowhere, like burst pipes or power failures. Direct Line are on hand to keep your tenants safe and happy. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, an add-on to their landlord insurance product, they're giving landlords peace of mind with emergency contractors available 24/7. You'll be sorted whether you need plumbers, electricians, locksmiths, glaziers, or drainage engineers. And what's more, tenants can report the emergencies themselves, allowing them to get the help they need much faster. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, tenants and landlords can work together to make sure homes are at their highest standard and emergencies are dealt with quickly and effectively. To find out more, search Direct Line Landlord Emergency.